Splendid. The Ting Tings and Be The One. It's Southside Broadcasting Link Up on a Saturday morning in association with Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements Limited, Hospedia Channel 1. We've got Dee World in the studio. How are you, Dee?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
Fantastic. Oh, wonderful stuff. We're just about to try and reach Natalie Tuck to help us through the review of some of the stories as far as things are concerned. Now, last twice we've actually endeavoured to reach her, we've received the answer phone message, so it may well be a case of another legendary answer phone message gets left. Still to come on the show today, of course, we've got Alan Stevens, who will be talking to us about his views on the Doctor Who scenario. We've also got Peter Franklin live from New York, all about the presidential debates and various other bits and pieces. And Minty Steed will be updating as well. Do you think that's a real person as opposed to just an answer phone? Please leave your answer phone message there. You think it's genuinely?
I think it might be genuine.
Genuine.
Might be.
Natalie, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Hey!
Yay!
Exactly.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Ah, a common mistake. Had you done that, you would have been an hour and a half before we go into the chaplaincy service for the service of the Good Samaritan. Very religious, very sort of notion. Sunday, of course, being a wonderful scenario there. But no, it is indeed today. And welcome back.
All right, I'm very sorry.
No, never apologise, never surrender. So it's just crucial to the whole thing. So Natalie, how goes it in that strange little northern village of Leeds?
Well, yeah, I'm not in Leeds at the moment. I'm back in Selby temporarily because it was my mum's birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday to Mrs. Tuck, and I do remember her name, but I just... Yes, and it's not Debbie. No, and it's not...
How many more guilt names
are there? I know it is. It's not Siobhan. It's not Siobhan, because that's Hannah O'Brien's mother. It's not Sharon, because that's Katie Grimmison's mum.
You know loads of mum's names, don't you?
Gotta keep the mothers happy, otherwise Lord knows what's going to happen.
Apart from Natalie's, of course.
And I've actually worked with her on two occasions. Once teddy bear train driving.
Yes,
and she came along quite happily to that in the Scarborough base. And, of course, in the York maze. Mm-hmm. And for some bizarre reason, I always sort of had her pegged as a completely different name. What do you get? First name. What's the first letter? What's the first letter, Natalie?
J.
It's not Jane. It's not Judith.
No.
Lord above, this is very embarrassing. What a way to actually start a show. We'll come back. We will find out. We will find out. Natalie Tuck's mum. Oh, well, I will find out. Obviously, I presume Natalie knows her mum's name.
Yes, I would think.
Very, very confusing. Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Mrs. Tuck.
Yay.
Exactly.
I don't even know where she's gone.
So disgusted has she been. But,
it's not... But you can't remember your
name. Oh, you see? Thank you. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, well done. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Natalie. That's very good. Yeah. Genius stuff. Yeah, she's Scottish anyway. Natalie, my mum. Is she not? All right, well, there we go.
Alex, you're on a roll. You're on a roll.
It's been a long routine. A court has given a suspended prison sentence to a student who fried eggs over the eternal flame at a war memorial in protest at government policies. Hanna Sinkova was found guilty of desecrating the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kiev. Obviously, these Ukrainian folk, they're very sort of serious about that. And if you want to actually fry some eggs over an eternal flame, I thought that's eminently sensible use of the whole thing, really. No, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Natalie, are you a chip person?
Am I a chip person?
Mm. Mm.
It depends on what mood I'm in,
Because
I was saying, actually, it's funny. I always want chips, but they never live up to the hype. Like, they're either too greasy or too dry. There's never really... that sort of, perfection chip. Not come across it yet.
Obviously, you haven't been attending the right emporia, really. I mean, there are obviously chip shops that specifically actually produce good quality material, but apparently cracked potatoes, blemished apples and undersized carrots are all being sold in Britain's supermarkets after the lacklustre summer forced retailers to lower their standards on the appearance of fresh products. And the moves have been welcomed by British growers because ultimately, even though it might be cracked or blemished, potatoes can still actually make good chips, depending, of course, on what they're fried in.
Mmm.
Oh. A teenage
mum. What does it need to be fried in for a good chip?
I can't tell you. She's constantly. She's doing an MA in business journalism, and straight away she wants to ask those logical questions. What does it need to be fried in? Stay tuned. We will find that whole thing through. Natalie, what's your favourite Beatles song?
I don't know if I have a favourite. because I really like I really like All You Need Is Love. I really like Help. I really like Eleanor Rigby. Like, I like quite a lot of their songs.
Because the nation's favourite, of course, is Hey Jude.
No, really?
No, yeah, I don't like that one.
BBC local radio poll of more than 12,000 music fans actually voted Hey Jude the actual number one from that point of view. So it's interesting on that particular thing. We'll come back to that. Would you like to ask Natalie D what life is like doing business journalism at the University of Leeds in her postgraduate time?
I shall. Natalie, what is it like doing business journalism in Leeds at this present time?
Well, Dee, it is so hard.
Is it?
It's not actually business journalism. It's just a straight international business master's.
Right.
Which involves such modules as economics and quantitative maths. It's quite a shock to go back to trying to do, like, math calculations after, you know, 5 years of not doing them. Yeah, it's definitely challenging.
That hurts my head even worthwhile. Thinking about that, Natalie. Really
yeah,
hurts.
It's great, actually. It is good. It's a good challenge. I like that.
So you are enjoying it then?
Yeah.
So what do you have a view to doing when you've completed that? Do you have a vision of what you're going
to
do? Are you going
to
start your own
business? I'd like to go into business journalism still. I think that this will give me, like, a better knowledge than doing, say, a business journalism master's, because I know I've got a journalism degree, so I know how to write an article and interview people. Mm-hmm. So I now need the specialist knowledge and to be able to apply that. So hopefully I'll try and get a job in business journalism, either in working for, like, a B2B magazine or just general, like, finance, you know. My career goal is the Financial Times.
Right.
Who knows?
Sheila would be very proud of that, actually, her daughter working for the Financial Times. I always thought it was a G, a Jill with a G, you see. That's what
comes out. Oh, yeah.
Jill with a J.
Have you just checked Facebook, Alex?
No. He's been on the computer. Natalie, he has. I have to say.
That's not Facebook, that. That's just a line of things, that. I mean, it was already earlier this morning I realised I'd referred to D World as D Hall, so I had to actually edit that out. Now I'm going to have to sort of go into the system and actually sort of change the G to a J. It's very confusing. It's also the 50th anniversary of these boys. The sound of the pre-Fab Four there from Rutland's, the Ruttles, Dirk, Stig, Barry and Rod Nasty. Fantastic there, the Ruttles. Well known, of course, since they launched the whole setup back in 1978, which told the whole story of Stig, Dirk, Nasty and Barry with Living in Hope. Did that please you, Natalie?
It was all right,
she says.
Yeah,
it was all right. I mean, obviously, there is the classic, I have always thought in the back of my mind, cheese and onions. I have always thought that the world was unkind, cheese and onions. Do I have to spell it out? CHEESEANDONIONS, oh no. Like the dinosaur. Oh, man and device. Sorry, I was having a little cheese and onion moment there, Natalie. You may have gathered. We'll be unveiling the whole of that tune, I think especially for Cameron Tilbury and Phil Dearness on the midweek drive this week. It'll be a treat personified.
I think it will.
Have you ever encountered the Ruttles in your time, Natalie?
No, I haven't, Alex.
Well, there's something you can actually look up, basically. Such delights as Cheese and Onions, Piggy in the Middle, Love Life, Number One, and, of course, the classic, Ouch! You're breaking my heart. Ouch! So,
Ouch. Ouch.
Alex, you need to get yourself on X Factor.
You think so? Yeah. Only if you can be my agent. You can look after my business matters. There we are. Very good. Sort it through. So you should be investing in this and that and the various other bits and pieces. Okie dokie. So moving on, are you going to be able to join us for Countryside Live this year, Natalie, or are you going to be elsewhere in the globe?
Yeah, I'm afraid I won't be able to join you this year because I will be in the city, in the capital city.
I see, yeah. Well, there we are. Yeah, Countryside Live, a couple of weeks from now. Of course, we are running a competition which is online at present. We launched it on Thursday with the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. If you'd like a family ticket for two adults and up to three children... You've got more than three children, you're a big family, so you can't obviously take more than three. But if you have up to three children and two adults for this year's Robin Hood Newark Country Show, which is actually next Saturday and next Sunday, the 13th and 14th of October, all you need to do is to send in your answer to the following question to info@southsideradio.com. What was the name of Robin Hood's girlfriend? Okay? It's not Little John, it's not Will Scarlet. People sort of think, I'm sure there's a bit of transgenderism. No, and it's accepted girlfriend, because he might have been a bit of a lad, and obviously whether he's Robin of Loxley, whomever. We want to know who was Robin Hood's girlfriend, the traditionally accepted one, okay? Send it to info@southsideradio.com. Include your name and contact details. Sometimes people send in the right answer. They don't give me a name. Pointless. You know, it's like telepathy. You know, what we're supposed to do, track the thing down. The internet isn't quite like that yet. So send it in. You want to find out further details at southsidebroadcasting.com. We'll be announcing the winner on this Wednesday's Midweek Drive. So there we are. It's all sorted out and done and dusted. Do you get a chance to ever listen to the Midweek Drive, Midweek Drive Morning Edition these days, Natalie? Or do you think, no, I've moved on from such fun stuff. I'm a serious mathematician and business person now.
Well, no, I do listen to the Wednesday evening show sometimes. I don't manage to catch all of it. But
well, then you should send in a line such as "I'm listening, beware," or other things from that point of view. So we know you're there. You know, you can send a Facebook thing.
Okay.
Lord knows Katie Grimmison used to regularly do this. You know, probably because there wasn't a great deal else to do. Exactly. You know,
but it makes me quite sad, you know, listening and not actually being in the studio.
But you are part of it, Natalie. Have we turned around and said, "I'm sorry, you've graduated now, love. We don't want to know you anymore. Just go away. just stay away." We don't, you know. I mean, as Dee will say, you know, unless you actually get the horse's head on your pillow, which is a clear sign that you're no longer wanted by the mafia family equivalent, then it's all right, you know. We might occasionally, you know, forget the name of your mother.
But you don't want a horse's head.
No. Exactly.
Because you did.
Very much so. Very
just
much
point
so.
That out, Alex. Very
okay, so Pop Mo. Oh, hello. Are you all right, Natalie? Are you trying to eat the phone? Pop mogul Simon Fuller, who masterminded the Spice Girls, heaven help us, he hopes to outmaneuver his rival Simon Cowell by buying up many of the assets of record company EMI in an audacious £350 million deal. Fuller's putting together a bid to buy 60% of EMI's businesses in Europe. Curious, because I thought obviously most of it had gone to Universal, but anyway, it's all been broken up in all sorts of ways.
Mm.
And a star has been named, strangely, not after Natalie Tuck. Although, you know, look up there, Orion's Belt, there's Tuck Star. Star has been named after Scotland's to mark the opening of a public observatory at the UK's only dark sky park. First Minister Alex Salmond was handed a certificate for ALBA, which is apparently Gaelic for Scotland.
Ooh.
As he officially opened the Scottish Dark Sky Observatory in Galloway yesterday.
Cool.
I know that Sir Patrick Moore is very keen to avoid light pollution, which is what we get in cities when you have all the lights shining up and so on. So very good from that perspective. And so it goes. Anything else that you'd like to bring to us that you've been sort of following in the news recently, Natalie, that you think, oh, yes, I think we should actually mention that when I speak to the good souls of Southside on Sunday and then get a call on Saturday the day beforehand, because nobody told me anything.
Anything that I've been following in the news... I don't know. Well, actually, you know what? I started writing for the Leeds Student.
Very good.
Which is the student newspaper at the university. And my first article published yesterday was sort of in-depth briefing about the London Metropolitan International Students, which I know was sort of old news now, but it was still quite interesting to me because I'm on a course with everyone basically is international except me.
Yeah.
So it's
but are they really all international, or are they just claiming to be? I mean, yeah, the thing
so
to
they
actually
really
do
are international outside of Europe as well.
Test it out, Natalie. Just as we know what actually got the British troops captured in the Great Escape was when they pretended to be German, saying yes, yeah. It's case me good, etc. Said good morning. And if they respond, you know, just they say, "Aha! You are not from the Ukraine. You are actually from, you know, Biker." You know?
I was going to say, you know, Geordies are international.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep getting told I'm not going to be let back down here without my passport.
Surprise! Yeah. Do you have any Geordies on the course?
No. Okay. No, to be honest, though, there's only about maybe 8 British people.
Yeah. Which says a lot about British business, doesn't it, really?
Yes, it does.
whole message, which I'm sure will sort of manifest in its whole setup there. It's truly wonderful. Okie dokie, we have Hebe coming up next. Hebe Birdsall, who connected with Nicola Clancy and myself at the Burley Horse Trials this year, when her father was actually demonstrating his hats, because he makes hats out of recyclable furs and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Hebe was actually in the latest Harry Potter movie. She's in her second year at the University of Durham, and she wants to do some work in radio. Isn't that nice? Well, she's featuring on this show then, but still, anyway, may come into the studio. Who knows?
You know, this is a good show, Alex. It's a very good show.
Exactly. I'm thinking of actually renaming Weekend Link Up into What's the Co-Presenter's Parents' Name? Yeah, I have a whole feature of that. You know, guess the co-presenter's parents' name. Get it sorted. Sorry, Jill. Anyway, with a J as opposed to a G.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Joy, because that would have been quite interesting. Very confusing. Dee, would you like to throw those last two questions down the line to Selby, North Yorkshire?
I shall. Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today, Natalie?
As always, I have, yes.
Fab. And will you be joining us again in the near future?
Yes, I will do.
And if people are saying, why can't Natalie come back on the Midweek Drive? Well, she will. Yeah, she will. By the way, for that grand 25-hour scenario, which we've already sort of had a commitment now from Jessica Freck, she, of course, who has a million YouTube hits, she's going to write a special song just on the end of the Mayan calendar. She was very excited by that when we sort of raised that whole process. Are you going to be out of the country then as well?
I don't know yet, you see, because I thought it's been booked, but it hasn't. We're still looking at dates.
Well, then you know what dates not to go then, don't you?
I know, but it's not.
It's not my decision.
It's not
she's going
to
say.
Me. A few of us going.
That's what you call the get out clause. Yeah, that's silly.
But I'm going to try and do it so at least one day I will be in the country.
Exactly.
For several hours.
Exactly. And yeah, so hopefully we'll see you on the show as well. Probably actually bring her on board as well, assuming she actually sends us a message via Facebook so she's listening to it's Country Special this week on Wednesday. Probably Cameron Tilbury and two others and an actor who's been in 24. Wonderful. Did you say you liked the Beatles and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, or was that completely off base there?
No. I like Eleanor Rigby.
Oh. Is it just the sort of the way that they sort of talk about Eleanor Rigby, or is it the way that Father McKenzie wipes the hands as he walks from the grave, or wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave? Yeah, we haven't got any Eleanor Rigby.
It's quite the music, to be honest, is it?
I'll run through a few Beatles tracks, and you can make a choice here, okay? Because Eleanor Rigby, bizarrely, doesn't seem to be in there. A Day of the Life, Across the Universe, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, Dig a Pony, Dig It, Drive My Car, Fixing a Hole for You, Blue, Get Back, Getting Better, Girl. Oh, she's the... Sorry. Girl. Good morning. I mean mine. If I needed someone, I'm looking through you. You're not the same. In my life, I've got a feeling. Let it be. Lovely Rita. Lucy the Sky with Diamonds. Maggie May. Michelle. Norwegian Wood. Nowhere Man. One After 909. Run for Your Life. She's Leaving Home. Long and Winding Road. Or The Word. Or Think for Yourself. Or Two of Us. Or Wait. Or What Goes On. Or When I'm 64 with a little help from my friends. He hasn't stopped me yet. You won't see me. That's it. Where do you want to go? She sounds exhausted.
There's not any that I want. We'll just have to go with Maggie May.
Maggie May.
Hmm. Yeah.
33 seconds you've decided to go for in the end. A 33-second scenario. Well, here it is.
Part of Liverpool, did it turn me to £2 a week, that was my pay.
Yes, I think that's quite enough of that, really. So there we are, 33 seconds. Natalie got what she wanted. Bye-bye, Natalie.
Bye, Natalie.
Hello,
bye.
The birds.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, then there ain't no place I'm going. In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. Pharma Nord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989. Or visit pharmanord.co.uk. Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
Life continues. It's all part and parcel of the rich tapestry. Superstar and the Carpenters takes us neatly, Dee, to a young lady who actually made her broadcasting debut on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, a packed show this Thursday, just, you know, ahead of our Don Giovanni character, who's actually performing as Don Giovanni at the Darlington Civic.
Wow.
It was really wonderful, etc. So we thought it was very important to sort of put her in place there, to get her sorted through there, because she's at the University of Durham. Mm-hmm. She likes the collegiate structure. She also helps fix hat stands when they collapse in the middle of the Burley horse trials. So she's multi-talented in many ways.
Clearly.
Even when her friends come round to say, "Hebe, what are you doing here? I'm being exploited by my father. Don't tell him," she says. "It's all right. Wear the fox hat, as used to be, now just Johnny Beardsall, a legend amongst sort of exhibitors, etc." And accordingly, the person who is Ariana Dumbledore and more, Hebe Beardsall, is with us today. How are you, Hebe?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. So did you recover from the shock of Thursday? Because obviously you were straight in there just before the news, and then bang, you're up there, and you could even be downloaded now, because we put the whole thing online, really. Yeah, yeah. I take it then it's still nervous laugh coming through. It's all right. It's all right. Settle down. Dee, would you like to quiz Hebe about life, the universe? I mean, you know, let's face it, Dee, you in many ways were that young artiste before you decided to actually say, "I'm going to help others now," and set up Purple Tree Creative Productions Limited, independent radio advertising, where creativity happens, Hebe.
Oh,
Indeedy, yes. Mm. Absolutely, yes, I was. So, Hebe, how are you finding being an actor today?
And a student.
And a student.
It's phenomenal.
And a student, yeah,
it's,
indeed.
It's like that Emma Watson, another one of the sort of folk from Harry Potter. It's marvellous. At least Hebe stayed in the British Isles.
So, how are you finding it?
I'm really enjoying it, and I find that university is a really good base from which to audition from, because it's kind of stable. Whereas, you know, if you're unemployed and trying to get jobs, I imagine that would be more difficult.
Mm, yeah.
You see, finger on the pulse there.
Definitely, yeah. Quite.
That's one of the reasons Malcolm Tomlinson was so impressed. He was also, yes, she's going to go places, really. Anyway, it's a whole different world.
I have to ask what it was like being in Harry Potter. I'm obsessed with Harry Potter.
See, I would have said it was more Lucy in still life, personally, but never mind, I can understand
well,
that.
Well, yes, right. But still, she was, you know, she was on set and worked with the cast and everything like that. So what was that like then, Hebe?
Oh, well, it was so overwhelming because, yeah, it's been such a dream of mine, and then to be actually on set was amazing, and seeing all, you know, the actors, I was really, like, starstruck. yeah, really overwhelming, really, really cool.
Excellent.
As you're sort of working through that, were you a Harry Potter fan yourself? Because you're really of the age, Hebe, where in essence, rather like the cast, you will have grown up with Harry Potter and now effectively say, but I must put such things behind me now and do 50 Shades of Grey.
No!
Oh. Oh. Not unless the fee's extremely good, but anyway. But in terms of that, was it a case of you'd followed the stories through, or were you always secretly a Dark Materials Philip Pullman person?
Oh, no, I was such a fan of Harry Potter. I don't know anyone who isn't, really. Yeah, so that made it doubly amazing that I could be part of it. Definitely, yeah.
Good, that's okay. And as we said, Lucy in Still Life. Talk to us about that. What was that whole project about?
Oh, well, that's just a really small role in a film called Still Life. Roberto Pasolini, who was producer of Full Monty, and yes, I just did 3 days on that, so quite brief, but that was another really fun experience, and I got to meet some really cool people, so yeah.
Which is always great. And of course, BWH, your agency, should realise they've got a talent on their hands and be able to actually sort of negotiate the packages accordingly. If you're looking at, I mean, you're reading English literature at present, aren't you, at Durham? So, you know, are there any particular aspects of English literature in particular that you sort of think, yes, I always want to actually have yet another remake of one of those Bronte classics, or I prefer to actually go down the line to Shakespearean scenarios, or no? Put me down for some of the Jack Kerouac beaked poetry stuff.
I'm always reading things and thinking, oh gosh, it'd be amazing to play that character all the time. And you'll meet reading sort of such a broad range of literature that always coming to like that. Definitely.
Well, it's an interesting sort of perceptive line on that perspective. Now, Dee recently was interviewing together with Jericho Keyes, another one of our Southsiders and presenter of There You Go, TYG, every fortnight here on the production. We sent Dee and Jericho off to meet up with Sam Kane, Linda Lasardi, Zoe Burkett, and indeed Derek Meeks, who are performing in pantomime at, of course, the wonderful Darlington Civic Theatre. And if Darlington Civic Theatre is thinking, oh, I don't know, it's not really that good, consider yourself blessed, people going to Darlington, because in the Lincoln Theatre Royal we've got Cannon and Ball again. not you know, not them some knocking rock on Tommy at the braces, but please, you know, I mean, I have to say, you know, Hebe, if you ever get the chance to work with Cannon and Ball, obviously you'd probably take it, but I'd ask your fee to be ramped up considerably, you know, just for the whole thing. But anyway, it's by the way. Anyway,
I remember seeing them when I was a wee nipper.
Most people do. Did your father ever take you to see Cannon and Ball, Hebe?
I don't think so.
No, good. He's blocked it out of memory, obviously. So obviously Johnny Birdsall, finger on the pulse. Did he listen to Thursday? Did he listen online? Did he download the show?
Good.
He might like to enter the competition that we're actually offering at present to sort of go and see the Robin Hood Newark Country Show Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of October at the Newark Showground. And all you need to do is to send in your answer to info@southsideradio.com, the answer to the question, who was Robin Hood's girlfriend? End of. So
so difficult.
I think even an undergraduate reading English literature at the University of Durham would probably be able to answer that one.
Do you think?
I don't know, though. Mm. Yeah, sometimes. It's interesting, this week I was showing people in my level one first year journalism class, you know, did they appreciate who this person was? They managed to get Anthony Eden, but they didn't get Winston Churchill. Very strange. Still, so it goes.
Well,
anyway, point being, you were actually interviewing Zoe, and Zoe was an old northern lass who was on that X Factor scenario and was very positive, but she was keen to work in the States and so on. So, you know, anything you'd like to translate for your questions for Zoe that you might want to put to Hebe, who knows, may well be in pantomime in the not-too-distant future. Then again, maybe not.
Well, you never know. I mean, are there any type of projects, acting-wise, that you would like very specifically to work on, Hebe? Anything that you haven't done so far?
I'm just sort of happy to do anything at the moment, within reason.
I'm glad you added those two things there, because, you know, very good, important, yeah.
Yes.
But I think, like, period dramas and corsets and all that kind of thing would be really cool.
Yeah.
So, do you see yourself kind of more Keira Knightley or more Emily Blunt?
Well,
or a kind of combination between the two, a kind of Keira Blunt or Emily Knightley.
A combination would be great.
I think so, because after all, there is only one Hebe Birdsall. That's the important thing.
Mm.
Hebe, if you'd like to stay with us, we're going to award you, because you've now done 1.5 pieces with us. It's one step by step, and you know, as you said, she may even come along to the Southside studio, given that we're not too far away from Durham.
Cool.
Oh, really exciting. Do you drive?
I don't drive.
All right, so we're going to have to get a chauffeur. Oh, it's going to be nice.
Well, there's always trains and buses.
Do you know, there are actually public transport.
Yeah, a bit long to walk, though.
I think we're probably going to get a chauffeur. Anyway, musically speaking, who would you like to see? I mean, you give me a name or of an artist or a group, and let's see if it appears magically within the Southside system. Hebe, it's over to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, a bit of shock here for a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
A bit of Coldplay.
Safe choice there, Coldplay. Yeah. I think, you know, we're certainly looking in terms of the setup coming from there. And we can offer you either a Yellow, 42, Clocks, Don't Panic, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, Fix You, How You See the World, In My Place, Lost, Lovers in Japan / Reign of Love, Paradise, Trouble, Violet Hill, Viva La Vida, Yes, or Princess of China with Rihanna. Where do you want to go?
Paradise. Go with that one.
So kind of describing Lincoln. Or is that is that too much like product placement when you've got a Durham University student turning that around there? I mean, I realised you'd say, why, surely it's quite obvious. It's South Shields. Southside Broadcasting's Facebook page, facebook.com/SouthsideBroadcasting, that although Johnny Beardsall features in full force with Nicola Clancy at the Burley Horse Trials and available force, no, clearly I haven't uploaded any photographs of Hebe on there. Shocking. So can I say, Hebe, I mean, I appreciate now why you might have been a little bit curt with me saying I'm still not up there, you know, what's going on? We'll sort of address it. Mind you, at the same time, you haven't liked Southside Broadcasting on Facebook. Probably as a Durham University student, say, Facebook, what's that? No,
I'm sure they still have it at Durham Uni.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think it's like all that mega posh, you know.
Social networking sites. Well, according to Mark Zuckerberg, they've actually crossed the 1 billion person mark. They now have over a billion people actually on Facebook.
Gosh.
So it's one successful thing after another. So genius stuff, though. Okie dokie. Any other questions you'd like to put to Hebe about working in the summer with her father on the hat stand?
Oh, yeah. What was that all about? What kind of hats were they?
And still are available, of course. Let's face it, there's free plugs for Johnny Birdsall hat scenario, and you might be in all over the place, really.
Yes, I've seen a couple of pictures, Hebe, and they look quite interesting. So tell us a bit about them, please.
So they're all handmade from reclaimed fur, so old vintage coats and stoles. And he's just sort of made beautiful sort of couture pieces, sort of top hats, little pillboxes, and then sort of Davy Crockett-esque, cute sort of furry numbers. So that is kind of the vibe.
They're quite literally wonderful things, and things you may well bear in mind are needed because, according to Tom Bowden, energy correspondent for The Eye, Britain faces power shortages by the winter of 2015. Prospect of the lights going out in the next 3 to 4 years due to EU requirements to cut carbon emissions have put huge pressure on the electricity network, and energy regulator Ofgem has actually warned that there is a 1 in 12 chance that the national grid will have to cut power to customers by 2015-16, and businesses and industrial customers will be the first to be hit by blackouts.
Gosh.
So if you want to keep warm, get one of those Wear the Fox hats.
And get the candles out.
For sure. Well, the candles are good. But obviously you don't want to add the two together.
Not too close to each other.
Can
no.
be a very, very worrying time from that perspective. Has the term officially started now at the University of Durham, or have you switched to semesters, or are you simply on terms, and is it a case of, yes, you know, last year, of course, as Hebe revealed on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, it was very exciting because all the lectures were such fun. I asked her to name some of the lectures this year. She didn't have a clue, effectively. So are you psyched up? Are you ready to go? Have you done your summer reading, Hebe?
No.
Honest
I
as
haven't.
Well. That's very good. not even a case of...
might have.
just no. Exactly. Very good.
So it's
going to
happen this weekend.
Fast reading. and is there a particular era of literature that does appeal? Or indeed an author? Who are your sort of favourite authors and folk that you actually say, oh, great, you know, it's another Harold author. Robbins?
I think Margaret Atwood would be my favourite.
Handmaid's Tale?
Yes, that would be the one.
Well, there we are. I'd say it's science fiction. Margaret would say, no, it's a kind of romance. I don't do science fiction. Margaret, it's got clones in it. It's science fiction, love. Just get over it.
Well, if clones aren't science fiction, then what is?
That's what exactly. What is? Alan Stevens will say exactly that with respect to KaldorCity.com. I'm sure if we sort of put the question to him when he's not sort of venting about how he's found the last series of Doctor Who. I think the last one he actually quite enjoyed. Because that's the other thing. I was amazed Jenna Louise Coleman obviously got the role as the Doctor's next assistant when, as people would say, it should obviously have been Hebe Birdsall. So... It's time yet, I thought. Oh, I'm sort of going through on that basis. Right then, Dee, it's time to throw those last two questions to Miss Birdsall. You know, better get used to that sort of Miss Birdsall's ready. She's ready for the whole sort of close, etc. So away you go, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Hebe?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
And would you like to join us again in the near future?
Definitely, yes.
And do you think you'll be able to make your way down to the studio one of these times and probably a location report? I mean, I'm just sort of thinking it might be fun to actually get you into either the Teesside broom cupboard or the slightly larger Lincoln broom cupboard.
I'd love to, yes.
The good news is it's at least three times as big as your father's stand. So genius. and most of the shelves are fairly solid, so we won't have to sort of just stand over there holding that shelf up for the duration of the show. So, you know, you can actually focus on the performance. All the rest of it. It'll work splendidly. Oh.